one was not provided live on Facebook or Zoom because of technical difficulties, but I thank you for joining with me whenever you're watching and praying with me this day. As we gather this night, as the sun goes down, as the light fades, we seek the light within. So I'm going to invite you to find a candle around your home and set it near you as we light the Christ candle together. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. And in this Easter season, we continue to seek that light of Christ within us. May it be our guide when we feel lost, our hope when we feel despair, and our strength when we feel too weak to shine on our own. I would like to invite you to join with me responsively in the psalm. I will offer all of it, but please join with me in the bolded parts. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in the pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. As we reflect on the words of this psalm, a reminder of God's constant presence in our lives, no matter what, let us allow the music to flow over us. We know our own brokenness, but in this time we offer it to God as we seek the transformation that comes with this Easter season. Let us offer this prayer of confession together. O Christ, we confess that sometimes the light that shines from the empty tomb is too bright. We turn from it, hide from it, run from it. We find shadows in the hopes that we might escape your sight, forgetting that you know us and our sins better than we know ourselves. Help us to step out into the light, to marvel at the miracle of the tomb, and to follow in your way. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. We have seen the lengths to which God will go for love of us, to the edge of life and beyond. In our brokenness, God loves us to wholeness. In our sin, God finds us, forgives us, and holds us close. Thanks be to God for such a boundless love as this. We turn now to the Acts of the Apostles as we hear of the disciples' last encounter with Christ before his ascension. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So, when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. I want to invite us now into a time of silent reflection as we think of the ways that we have encountered Christ, where we have been like the disciples and asked questions, begging Christ to make changes in the world, changes that we should be agents of. Let us reflect on these words as they become a part of who we are and who we will be. We come this evening filled with joy for the love that you have for us, O God. You came to this world to walk with us, teach us, and save us. Then you left, not to abandon us, but that we might follow your path of our own accord. The prayers that we bring this night are prayers of thanks for the gifts that you gave to us through Jesus Christ and continue to give through the Holy Spirit. The prayers we bring this night are prayers for strength, for healing, for hope in a world that needs your touch in this time, O God. These are the prayers of your people. Hear them, we pray. We give thanks, O God, for this day, for the blessing that we find in coming to worship you, for blessed rest, the first day of the week, and the first step through the days ahead. We pray for those who live from one day to the next, never sure what tomorrow will bring. Especially in this time, O God, we pray for those who live lives of uncertainty about whether or not they will have a place to live or food to eat. Give us the strength that we need to support one another, and hearts big enough to love the world as you love it, and all who walk upon it. Hear, O God, our thanks and prayers for this day. We give thanks, O God, for this moment, for the blessing that we find in the beauty of the sunset in this moment. In this moment, the whole world is happening, and we give thanks for the abundance of life that we find in this moment. We also pray for those for whom a moment means life changed for the worse. We pray for our brothers and sisters, our kindred in Nova Scotia this day, when fear grabbed their lives, and in a moment, lives were lost at the hands of a gunman. We give thanks that the police put an end to it, but know that the fear of those moments will be a part of the moments to come in the lives of so many. Guide us, O God, to embrace those who are broken by what has happened this day. Give us what we need to bring hope and healing to places in such need of it. Hear, O God, our thanks and prayers for the moments that made this day. Give thanks, O God, for this life, for the blessings that we find in discovering your world and one another. We give thanks for all those who are a part of shaping who we are, and know that this gratitude extends to you, to Christ, to the Holy Spirit. We also pray for all those who are struggling with illness, physical or mental, as they cling to life while suffering at the same time. Hold them close, we pray. Give them relief, even for a moment, from the pain that they feel. Help us to cherish the people that we share this life with. Help us also to know that when they leave, they continue to be a part of who we are. Hear, O God, our thanks and our prayers for this life. These are the prayers of your people, and we offer them to you, spoken and unspoken, in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you lit a candle with me for this prayer service, I invite you now to blow it out. Let us offer together this prayer for guidance. This light, O God, just like this day, wanes and dies. Remind us that our life in you and Christ's light that lives in us can never go out. May we live fully the gift of each moment, guided by your will, O God. May the light that shines from the tomb shine on the way before us. Amen. Now as you go into your week, go with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to share the good news that you've heard this day. Amen.